Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Welcome to another edition of the Talking Metal Podcast, home of all things hard rock and heavy metal. I'm Mark Striegel, host and producer of this show since 2005. Now, let's get things started with the Talking Metal theme song, written by Rob Halford, Metal Mike, and Roy Z.
Hey, let's get into this. This is the Sean Baker Orchestra with Which Way to Radioland. Go buy it on iTunes.
We'll be right back.
Hey guys, welcome to another edition of the Talking Metal Podcast. Before we get any further with these episodes, I just wanted to acknowledge that I have been doing this for 10 years now. And over 10 years, it was about a month ago that we first posted our first episode back in 2005. And at that time, John was helping me engineer the episodes, working with the RSS feed, and I was the sole host of Talking Metal for those first, I don't know, 8 episodes or so, at which point John kind of joined me as a 50-50 co-host and producer of the show. That lasted until when we did the Fuse show on TV. The show Talking Metal was actually made into a TV show before that metal show, and I've actually had conversations with that metal show people about that. I've gone into it here in the past, but before that metal show, we did a show on Fuse. You can watch all those shows up on YouTube, by the way. And after that, John kind of, his involvement in the show slowly, it wasn't a quick thing, but it slowly started tapering off over the course of probably the next, 5 years. We're talking up, in, the show happened in 2008. So by 2012, I would say, John was pretty much not really involved in the day-to-day of Talking Metal anymore, and sadly, it's gotten to the point where he's now not involved at all, and I'd love to have him come back in any capacity. I've said that before, so maybe we'll hear from him. It's just a side note, but I just wanted to at least acknowledge what we've done here, and when I say we, I mean me, John. Victor Ruiz has contributed, here and there through the years. Mitch LaFon has been a great part of it. Even Mitch Joel, there's been a lot of people who've joined the family here. And how long will I keep doing this? Will it be another 10 years? I don't know. Right now, I would say probably not. But could it be another 5? Yeah, maybe. We've got to see where it goes. I feel like we've mixed it up. The numbers have been good lately. I feel we are missing something without John that a lot of people loved and a handful of people hated. But, I feel like we have still a great show. I love hearing from you guys. Email me. I'm at mark@talkingmetal.com. Send me a tweet on Twitter, Talking Metal. Like our Facebook page. Leave me a comment there. Love hearing from you guys. Or just friend me on Facebook and we'll talk there. Yeah, so I'm just rambling here. It's been a crazy ride. And, cheesy, blatant segue into the new Scorpion song. Here you go.
Nameless band back in 60.
little brand new Scorpions. I guess it's brand new, although, I mean, I guess with those lyrics, I'm imagining that's rather newer, but I know there's some stuff on the new record that kind of comes from older ideas or maybe even full songs that were leftovers in the past. Did a great interview with James Kotek recently, at least I thought it was great, on a couple episodes ago, three or four episodes ago. Go check it out if you haven't heard it. I know the Scorpions people were very happy with that and even posted it on their website. Big thanks to them. Thanks to everyone who's given us support through the years. Obviously, Blabbermouth, Brave Words have been two of the big ones. Back in the early days, first, you know, 8 years of this show, we always used to get listed on antimusic.com. I feel like they don't quite, aren't interested in posting our links to our interviews as much as they used to be, but Brave Words and Blabbermouth still give us a lot of press. Big thanks again to John Astronomy, a.k.a. John Ostrowski. Mitch LaFon has been a great part of my life this past year and a half. I love the guy. And, yeah, we got to see where we go next with this. For the time being, we're forging ahead with more talking metal. Sorry about all the background noise. I'm just doing this here in an edit room at work, and there's a lot of machinery. I'm on a cheap mic. But, yeah, kind of brings it back to the old days with the lo-fi equipment that we struggled with a little bit in the beginning, you know. So, it's been great. Guys, one of my favorite new bands, Ghost, let's end with one of their songs. But it's just a great song. It's called Year Zero. Going to see these guys next week. Can't wait. Guys, thanks for 10 great years. I really appreciate it. Actually, 10 years, 1 month to be exact. Cheers to, you know, maybe another 10. I don't know. Let's see where this goes. But your support has been great, and I don't take it for granted. Here's a little Ghost on Talking Metal. I'll see you in just a few days with a brand new massive episode with interviews with Joel Hoekstra and a massive discussion on the current state of Guns N' Roses with Mitch LaFon. So stay tuned for that. Here's Ghost.
Beelzebub. Beelzebub. Asmodeus. Satanas. Lucifer.